Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们有再一次能够一同来寻求主旨意的机会。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to seek His will.
我们在交通之前有点祷告。
Let's pray before the sharing.
主，我们谢谢你的拯救。
Lord, we thank you for your deliverance.
我们也谢谢你，不但救我们，也带我们进入神儿子与天父的交通。
Lord, we thank you for not just delivering us, save us, but you also bring us enter into the fellowship between God and His Son.
我们也谢谢你把我们摆在众圣徒当中，能够进入一同进入天父与神儿子的交通。
And also thank you for putting us together with all the saints, so together we can enter into the fellowship between God and His Son.
我们把我们讲的、翻译的、听的。都一同交在你的手中。
We commit the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen unto your hands.
唯有你说话，才叫我们得益处。
Only when you speak, then we can be edified.
唯有你是知道我们心里光景的人，是那一位，所以我们求你，在我们的心中向我们说话。
You are the one who knows all of our conditions within, so do pray that you speak within us.
也唯有你。是把前途、把盼望带给我们的。
You are the only one who brings future and hope to us.
求你照着你的旨意向你的教会说话。
According to your will, speak to your church.
我们说话的、翻译的、听话的，都需要你特别的恩待、特别的怜悯。
We need your special grace and mercy for the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen.
求你用那托住万有的大能托住一切。
Pray that you lift up everything with the power you lift all things.
求你用那使万有在基督里面同归于一的大能来在我们当中运行归给你自己。
Pray that with the power that you put all things united in one in Christ that moves freely around here so we can all be unto you.
我们再一次把敬拜爱戴归给你。
Once again, we give you all the blessing and honor to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
阿们。好，我们先读一处的圣经，在彼得前书第二章第四到第九节。
So let's read a place of scripture from 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 4 through 9.
主乃活使，固然是被人所弃，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of man, but chosen of God and precious.
你们来到主面前，也就像活使，被建造，成为灵工，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also as living stones are built up as a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
因为经上说，看啊，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect precious, and he that believes on him shall not be confounded.
所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所弃的石头。已做了房角的偷块石头。
Unto you therefore which believe he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, that the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner.
又说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石，他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌，他们这样绊跌也是预定的。
And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed.
唯有你们是被拣选的诸类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him that has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
第四节、第五节都提到一个词，活石。
In verse 4 and 5, both mention the word living stone.
这里讲到活石，这提醒我们，基督徒的生命是从主耶稣的复活开始。
talking about living stone, it reminds us that the beginning of the Christian life starts from resurrection of the Lord.
基督徒的生活 也是在复活的层次。
And the life of Christian is also at the level of resurrection.
当然基督徒的侍奉也必须在复活里面。
And therefore, of course, the service of Christian should also be in the resurrected life.
所以复活应该有一些的迹象。
Therefore, to be resurrected, there should be some manifestations.
复活应该产生活的盼望，这个活的盼望是
To resurrect, there should be a living hope. This living hope should surpass all the dead.
那不但有复活的盼望, 主也借着彼得告诉我们, 有天上的基业, 天上的产业。
Not only have the resurrected hope, but Lord through Peter also tells us there is an inheritance in heaven.
所以复活, 保罗曾经告诉我们说，如果是我们与基督一同复活，我们应当思念上面的事，而不是思念地上的事。So
therefore, Paul has told us that if we resurrect together with Christ, therefore we should mind the things above, not mind the things on earth.
所以这是一个活在复活实际里面的那样的一个人的情况。So
that's a man's condition if he lives in the reality of being resurrected.
不但是这样。 而且活在复活时期的人，对于这个时代，这个神所安排的时代的这个转换或者时代的这个安排，是能够相信神的。And
not only living under the condition of being resurrected, that this person can also believe in God with the turning of the generation that God has arranged.
其中我们需要注意一件事情：基督徒现在在地上，你最迫切等候的是什么？
We shall pay attention that what is our earnest desire and waiting for as we live on earth now?
这是我们非常值得思考的一个问题。That's
something that we should really think about.
你可以觉得它不重要，但是可能你需要还是需要思考一下。It
might be that you think it's not important, but you still have to think about it.
因为主告诉我们，在他再来以前，有三年半的大灾难。
Because the Lord has told us that before He comes, there will be 3 years of great tribulation.
但主不是叫我们等那个大灾难，主是叫我们在大灾难开始之前可以先离开。But
the Lord is not telling us to wait for this great tribulation. But Lord would like us to leave before the tribulation starts.
所以这里有一个末世要显现的救恩。So
there is a salvation that should be revealed at the end of time.
主不是用大灾难来吓唬我们，主是告诉我们有一个大的救恩，在大灾难之前，你就已经进入那个时机。Lord
is not using the great tribulation to scare us, but He tells us that before the great tribulation, there is a great salvation which you can enter in.
所以活在复活的实际里面的，就是盼望这个拯救成为他得到这个拯救，能够进入那个实际。
So for those who live in the reality of resurrection, that he has the hope to enter into such reality of being saved.
活在复活的实际里面的，我想面见主应该不是一件勉强的事情。It
should not something be forceful for those who meet the Lord, for those who live in the reality of being resurrected, for them to meet the Lord.
因为面见主是得到称赞，得到荣耀。 得到尊贵的时候,
because to see the Lord is the time to receive all the praise and honor and glory.
如果我们今天很乐意、很愿意服侍主, 那我们见主的时候是不是希望能够得到称赞、荣耀和尊贵的?
If today we are willing and joyfully to serve the Lord, is it that we would like to receive all the honor, praises and glory when we see Him?
不但如此, 活在复活实际的人，对耶稣基督和他钉十字架，他的降卑，他的升高，是里面有肯定的认识。And
not only that, for those who live in the reality of resurrection, that there's the actual deep knowing about Lord Jesus and Him crucified, and how He become lowly and how He ascend.
也就是基督的生命，基督的灵。 在这个信主，在这个有复活生命的人里面，要使他在这地上
他能够与主同降卑，也能够与主同升高。
That is the one who received the Spirit and life, the resurrected Lord, that on this earth they can together become humble as well ascend together with the Lord.
所以他所看到的不是只是我们今天所遇到所经历的这些的事物。
So what they see is not just the circumstances that we meet and encounter today.
他更盼望的是主耶稣再来的时候所带给我们他所应许的各种的恩典。
So what they desire is all the promised grace that Lord will come back, that He has promised that He will give us.
所以一个活在复活实际的人，他的信心，他的盼望是在于神。
So for those who live in the reality of the resurrection, all their faith and hope is in God.
这是一个复活的人，在活在复活实际的人，他跟神有一个活的一个关系，活的交通。
For someone who live in the reality of the resurrection, that there is a living fellowship with God.
所以这样的人在教会里面，他弟兄相爱是不带着任何属地的成分。
So for those kind of people in church, that for them to love, to have brotherly love, it's not with any earthly conditions.
也就是没有人的掺杂在里面。
And there's no mixture of the flesh.
不是不爱，而是什么？而是是把神的爱带到弟兄们当中。
It's not that they don't love, but they bring down God's love amongst brethren.
所以他说，爱弟兄没有虚假。
So they say that to love brother with unfeigned love.
不带着属人属地的目的。
With no purpose of man or earth.
而是在清洁的心里面能够彼此相爱。
But they are able to love one another out of pure heart.
所以这个清洁的心彼此相爱，就是在这个相爱的在这个弟兄来往交通的过程中能够经常遇见神。
So loving one another out of pure heart is when they interact between brothers and sisters, they can often meet God.
另外更是能够一同跟弟兄姊妹能够经历从神这个 Logos 的话变成 Rhema 的话。
And together with brothers and sisters, they can experience how God's word is from Logos into Rhema.
并且能够在复活的生命里面能够经历生命的成长。
And also in the resurrected life, they can experience the growth of life.
所以这彼得告诉我们说，我们如果知道主的美善，我们应该是这样。
So Peter tells us that if we know that the Lord is good, then we shall be like this.
但是他说这个活死固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
And he also says that the living stone, although rejected by man, but is precious and chosen by God.
彼得说这个话，我想他是有经历的。
I think Peter have some experience as he said this.
当在这个该撒利亚腓利比的时候。
At the time of Caesarea Philippi,
主耶稣问门徒说，你们说我人子是谁？
Lord Jesus asked his disciples, who do you say that I am?
彼得是首先承认说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Peter, the first one confessed that you are Christ, the Son of living God.
然后主开始告诉门徒说，他必须要到耶路撒冷被钉十字架。
Then Lord started to tell his disciples that he should go to Jerusalem and be crucified on the cross.
那彼得也是第一个起来劝主说，主啊，你万不可如此。
And Peter also the first one rebuked the Lord, say that Lord forbidding you doing this.
但是主却转过来责备彼得说，撒旦，退我后边去吧。
And Lord turned around and rebuked Peter, saying that Satan get behind me.
因为你不体贴神的意思，你只体贴人的意思。
For you do not mind the heart of God, but you only mind the heart of man.
所以我们如果活在这个复活的实际里面，有可能经历像主所经历的。
So if we live in the reality of resurrected life, then we might experience what the Lord has experienced.
是被人所弃的，但是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
Being rejected by man, but being chosen and precious of God.
我想在许多弟兄姊妹信主之后的经历，你会尝到这个滋味。
I think for many brothers and sisters, after you believe the Lord, you should experience this.
但是彼得前书第二章第五节告诉我们说， 你们来到主面前也就像活石， 被建造成为灵宫。
And 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5 says that as you are the living stone being built up as a spiritual house.
一般我们想到这个活石， 想到石头， 就像所罗门时代的那个建圣殿。
As we think about living stone, as we think about the stone, we think about back then in Solomon's time, how they built up the temple.
那个石头真的是很大，那个地上的起重机都很难搬的。
Those stones are truly so big, and it's very hard to be lifted up with all the machinery.
那个石头是用水刀把它切出来的。
And all those are being cut by the
水刀。
It's being cut by some machinery which is made from water.
Yeah. 那个呢,
when cutting those stones, we cannot hear any noise of hammers or any other kind of tools.
被做成之前呢，就是说，被做成之前的一切的工作都是暗中的，这个人看不见。So
it means that before all the stones are being made, all the work were hidden that cannot be seen by man.
所以它是圣灵的工作。So
that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
当我在思想这个活石建造成灵宫的时候，主的灵感动我。
As I meditate about how this living stone is being built into a spiritual house, Lord's Spirit has touched me.
感动我回去看会幕的情形。
So that I look back at the condition of the tabernacle.
会幕呢, 那个建造起来有那个竖板。
There's the boards that are standing in the tabernacle as it's being built.
它南边跟北边都是个20块竖板。
There are 20 boards that are standing, both on the south and northern side.
那个竖板呢, 就是宽是一轴半，长是十轴。
For the boards that are standing, the length is 10 cubits, and the breadth is 1.5 cubits.
那竖板呢, 是皂荚木做的，是皂荚木。
It's made from acacia wood.
所以这木的皂荚木是代表人呢。
So acacia would represent us human being.
那但是呢，竖板的外面呢是包金的，就是把金子把它包起来。
The outside of the standing board, there are all the gold laying over it.
所以这好像说我们什么，我们被放在基督里面，所以金代表神的性情或代表基督。
So it's as that we are being put in Christ because gold represents God's characteristics and also means Christ.
那竖板架起来的时候呢，在底下呢有两个那个座，那个座是银的，银子做的，一个每一个一个他连的。
When the standard boards are being lifted up, there are two bases in each one board, and that's made from silver, and each one is 10 talents.
这个银呢是代表救赎。
Silver represents salvation.
所以我们这些蒙救赎的人被摆在基督里面。
So those of us being saved that we are being put in Christ.
但是不是摆在基督里面之后只有一个独立的竖板。
But after being put in Christ, it's not just individual boards.
在摩西的时候，摩西时代，那个竖板呢是要把它 做成会幕的那个帐幕的那个墙。
Back in Moses' time, all those standing boards shall be act as the wall of the tabernacle.
所以我们看第二张图，第二张图就是竖板竖立起来，然后呢，每一个竖板都拼起来。
So this is that each standing board are being connected.
然后它呢有五根杠。 能够穿在当中。
And there are 5 bars that goes from beginning to the end.
其中中间那根棒呢，那根呢是穿过竖板的中间。
The bar in the middle that goes toward the middle of the standing board.
这可能我们一般没有这样想象。
Usually we do not think this way.
我以前也不太这样想象。
And I also did not thought about this before.
那后来我就找了这个图，后来又看了这个几本的英文版的这个翻译呢，的确那中间那个杠呢是穿在竖板的中间的。
So after I find the picture and also I see the translation in English, it's true that the middle bar is actually going through the middle of the standing board.
所以这竖板本来是独立的，一个一个。
So although each standing board is by itself,
但是同样每一个竖板下面都有两个银座。
But each standing board have two base of silver.
但是穿起来呢是这五根杠。
But it's the five bars that connects it together.
那这五根杠怎么领会呢？
So how do we understand about those five bars?
我们也许看一下以弗所书第四章。
Let's look at Book of Ephesians chapter 4.
我们可以读第三节到第七节啊。用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。
There is one body, one Spirit, even as you are calling one hope of your calling.
一主，一信，一喜。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
一神就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
One God and one Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
这个第七节说，我们个人什么的恩典，都是照着基督的身量所量给的。
So verse 7 means that for the grace that's given to us is according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
所以这里第四节第五节有提到什么七个义。
So in verse 4 and 5 it talks about seven ones.
我在准备思想是这样的结果，可以给大家参考，这不是可能不是一个绝对性的答案。
So as I meditate before the Lord, this is only for your reference. It's not an absolute answer.
我们再回到刚才那个第二张图。那个中间那个杠哈，第二张图中间那个杠呢，我觉得应该是圣灵是主也是神。
I feel that the bar in the middle in our second picture that shows that it should be Holy Spirit, Lord and God.
我们同样一个圣灵在我们里面。
There is one Holy Spirit within us.
我们同样一位主在我们里面。
And we have the same Lord within us.
我们同样一位神不但在我们里面也在我们外面。
And we have one God that's not only within us but also outwardly.
所以好像中间那根杠呢就穿过所有一切，把它大家连起来。
So the bar in the middle goes through everything and connect everyone together.
这是穿过每一个竖板的中间。
That goes through the each board's the middle of each board.
然后另外四根杠呢？第一个身体。
And the other four bars, the first one is body.
只有一个身体。
There's only one body.
没有两个身体。
There are no two bodies.
所以这里就是一个身体，所以大家连在一起。
Just one body, so everyone is united together.
不但是一个身体，只有一个指望。
Not only one body, but there is only one hope, one faith.
是同样一个呼召，产生同样一个指望。
There is only one calling that results in one faith.
另外呢，同样一个信心，就是神儿子的信心。
And also there is one faith, that's the faith of the Son of God.
另外一个是同一个进，就是与基督同死、同埋葬、同复活。
And also there's one baptism that is together, die together and bury together and resurrect together with the Lord.
那灵宫是建造在这样的基础里面。
So the spiritual house is being built in such foundation.
是建造在同一个在这一个身体。
So being built in this one body.
只有一个指望。
There's only one hope.
也只有神儿子的信心，一个信心。
And there is only one faith, that's the faith of the Son of God.
也建立在同样与主同死、同埋葬、同复活。
And also being built upon the foundation of being died and buried and resurrected together with the Lord.
所以这一切都是属灵的。
So all these are spiritual.
所以如果我们没有复活
，So if we do not have resurrection,
就不能进到灵里面。
We cannot enter into the spirit.
我们不能进到灵里面。我们就没有办法被建造成为灵宫。
If cannot enter into the spirit, then we cannot be built into a spiritual house.
所以同样是在复活的实际里面。
So, in the base of having the reality of resurrection,
主一面使我们成为灵宫的材料，也一面使我们成为祭司。
On the one hand, the Lord lets us become the material of the spiritual house, and also let us become the priests.
那这个祭司要献什么呢？
So what would the priest have to offer?
他说，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
And that says that to offer up spiritual sacrifices except to God by Jesus Christ.
所以所有的奉献是借着耶稣基督到神那里去。
So all the sacrifices is through Jesus Christ to God.
不但是借着耶稣基督，还要神可以悦纳，神所喜悦才可以。
Not only just by Jesus Christ, but should be acceptable to God.
所以我们在做服事的时候，我们需要问主说：“这是你喜悦的吗？”
So when we serve, we have to ask the Lord, "Is this what you are pleased?"
因为这是你喜悦的，所以我们就跟着服事。
So if this is pleasing to you, then we shall serve.
如果这样不是你所喜悦的，我们愿意等在你面前，让你告诉我们怎样是你喜悦的。
If that is not pleasing to you, then we shall wait before you and allow you give us tell us what is pleasing to you.
而且这里讲到的是灵祭，这里是属灵的，而且是达到人的灵里面去，达到人的心的深处。
It talks about spiritual sacrifice, therefore it's spiritual. It's actually within, enter into one's heart and one's depths.
我们就思想在约柜前的服事。
As we think about the service ministry before the Ark of the Covenant,
在约柜前的服事，在约柜前，约柜的上面是施恩座。
For the service of the Ark of the Covenant, on top of the Ark, there's the mercy seat.
这施恩座上面有两个基路伯。
And on top of the mercy seat, there are two cherubims.
那大祭司到约柜前服事的时候，他要带着血进去。
When the high priest comes to serve before the ark, he shall go in with blood.
这就是为了我们的罪的缘故，我们需要血。不但是服侍人需要血，而且是那个被服侍人也需要那个宝血。
Because for the purpose for our sin, therefore we need the blood. That not only the one who serves needs the blood, but those who are being served also needs the blood.
所以我们靠着主的宝血来到神的面前，来到至圣所。
So by the precious blood of the Lord, we come before God. We come to the holies of holies.
所以我们也靠着主的宝血，把人带到主面前。
So by the precious blood of the Lord, we bring man before the Lord.
我们也真是让被服侍人来学会支取主的宝血。
And also we let those who are being served, they can learn how to come to receive the blood of the Lord.
实在是我们蒙主极大的恩典。
Truly we have His great grace.
在彼得前书告诉我们说，就因为他的血，所以呢，那个我们呢可以脱去从祖宗流传下来的所有一切的那些的旧造的行为。
In First Peter it tells us, because of his blood, therefore we can be delivered from all the traditions and deeds of our forefathers.
所以因着宝血的释放。
So because of the precious blood, we have been set free.
所以我们因着宝血在亲近主，因着宝血，我们也得到我们身上一切的捆绑的得到释放。
Because of the precious blood, we can draw close to the Lord, and because of the blood, we can be set free of all the bondage.
所以，当神看了那个宝血，神的恩典就临到我们身上。
So when God sees such precious blood, then His grace comes upon us.
所以，主他复活升天之后。他现在坐在父神的宝座，右边，他是大祭司。
So after our Lord resurrected and ascending heaven, now he's sitting on the right hand side of the Father. He is the high priest.
他是我们蒙恩惠、蒙恩典、得连续、随时的帮助。
He is the one that we can receive grace, receive the immediate help, and receive mercy.
所以我们如果是这个来向祭司去服侍, 我们应该是带到神的恩典当中。
So if we serve as priests, we should be entered in, bring before the grace of God.
所以活在神恩典当中的就不是靠人的办法。
As we live before the grace of God, then it's not by the work of man.
在哥林多后书第一章有这么一句话。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it says,
我们可以从第十节看起，一直看到十二节。
So we can read from verse 10 till 12.
他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
Who delivered us from so great a death, and thus deliver in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us.
你们以祈祷帮助我们，好叫许多人为我们谢恩，就是为我们因许多人所谢的恩，所得的恩。
You also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks might be given by many on our behalf.
我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。
For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world, and more abundant into your word.
所以这里这个保罗他的经历，经历到一个地步，他所夸的是在世为人，是靠神的恩典，而不是靠人的聪明。
So Paul has experienced to such a point that what he boasts is by the grace of God, but not by the wisdom of man.
他说像你们更是这样，也就是把神的恩典来带到这个他所接触的圣徒当中。
And he says even more abundant into you were. That means that he brings the grace of God unto those whom he encounters.
所以我们如果是真的在主面前能做祭司。
So if truly we can be priests before the Lord,
我们在主面前需要学会支取神的恩典。
Before the Lord, we have to learn to receive God's grace.
甚至在一个地步，这里面对保罗刚才看到是面对生命的危险。
And also to the point that as we see, Paul faces many dangers in his life.
即使在生命的危机当中，仍然是等候在神的面前，等候让神的恩典能够临到。
Even in terms of in the danger of his life, that he still wait before the Lord and wait upon the grace of the Lord to be bestowed upon him.
如果教会里面这样的弟兄姊妹多, 我们就处处遇见神的恩典。
If there are many this kind of brothers and sisters in church, then we need God's grace everywhere.
如果我们不会持取神的恩典, 所以我们就只能看到人的聪明。
If we cannot receive God's grace, then we only see the man's smartness, man's intelligence.
如果弟兄姊妹的互动充满了神的恩典，你就不断的经历神。
If the interaction of brothers and sisters are full of God's grace, then we always continually experience God.
那如果弟兄姊妹的互动充满人的地上的聪明，你看到的是地上的败坏，你看不见神的荣耀。
If the interaction between brothers and sisters are full of the intelligence on earth, then we can only see the filthiness on earth. We cannot see the glory of God.
其实这个祭司他来服侍的时候，他要满足在约柜里面的要求。
When the priest comes to serve, he has to fulfill all the qualification within the ark.
这也是告诉我们，如果我们来服侍主，我们也需要在灵里的服侍，也需要满足这些要求。
It also tells us that for us to serve the Lord, we should also fulfill all the qualifications within the Spirit.
在约柜里面有三件东西。
There are three things in the Ark of Covenant.
一个是律法的法版。
One is the tablet that has the laws.
这个呢，是讲到神的性情或者基督的性情。
It talks about the characteristics of God or characteristics of Christ.
所以我们如果来服侍的话， 应该是把基督的 叫基督成就律法的那个成就能够带到我们当中。
So if we serve, we shall bring the how Christ fulfills the law to be among us.
这个在罗马书告诉我们说，这个是指成就在随从圣灵的人身上，不成就在随从肉体的人身上。
In the book of Romans tells us that it only fulfills upon those children who follow the Spirit, not upon those who follow the flesh.
所以我们如果学会顺从圣灵，那个律法的要求呢？就因着圣灵的带领，让我们满足基督所已经成就的，也成就在我们身上。
So if we follow the Holy Spirit, then we are able to fulfill the requirement of the law within the Spirit, then also fulfill what Christ has already done on us.
所以我们在彼此在服侍的时候，应当让人遇见基督。
So as we serve one another, we should let them meet Christ.
不但遇见基督，而且基督的那个生命性情呢，能够从我们身上。每一个弟兄姊妹身上能有他的有他彰显的那一份。
Not only let people meet Christ, but we can also have His life outflow and manifested through each one of us.
有的弟兄姊妹可能在爱这一方面，有的弟兄姊妹可能在恩典这一方面，有的弟兄姊妹在其他这个主耶稣基督的性格上面能够显明出来。
For some might manifest Lord's love, some manifest His grace, or some manifest other His characteristics.
但是总是要把基督的生命性情能够显明出来。
But should really manifest Lord's life and His characteristics.
因为神要看的是看基督。
For God only would like to see Christ.
我们这个天然的任何的长处在神面前都不值得让神看。
For any of our strong points within our flesh, that God is nothing worthy for God to look at.
那在约柜里面还有另外一项，就是这个金冠的玛拿。
And there's another thing in the Ark of Covenant that is the manna within the golden vessel.
所以这里面呢，是代表生命的供应。
And it means the provision of life.
所以这个。神所悦纳的灵祭应该什么？是带来属灵生命的神的生命的供应。
So the spiritual sacrifices that acceptable to God should bring in the outcome as the provision of life.
所以我们如果我们在经历中也可以发现，当弟兄姊妹单纯的在一起认识主，那个生命的供应就特别丰富，而且成长特别快。
We can also feel that when brothers and sisters out of pure heart very simply gather before the Lord, then the provision of life is easily manifested and also grow.
而且对神的旨意也能够明白的特别实际，而且也特别能够经历到神同在的带领。
And can really understand the reality of God's will and also experience how God guides.
所以我们每一个圣徒应该到神面前去拾玛拿。
So each one of us should come before God to receive manna.
每一个圣徒都应该到主面前去亲自经历主生命的带领。
Each one of us should go to the Lord and experience how He guides us in life personally.
当我们被放在一起的时候，这生命的经历一放在一起，就彼此共应。
So as this experience of life being put together, then we can provide one another.
就是我们。一起来读圣经，我们都是要来一同认识主的生命，一同得到主的生命。
And for us together to read the Bible, we would like to together receive His life and also understand His life.
所以我们读圣经并不是为别人读的。
So to read the Bible is not for others.
我们来参加读经的聚会也不是为别人来的。
And we come to the Bible study not for others.
并不是因为这里有一个我可以发表的机会，所以我来参加聚会。
Not that there's a chance for me to show my own opinions, therefore I come to this gathering.
那如果万一没有发表的机会呢？那就不用参加聚会了。
But is it that if there's no chance for me to share what I have, then is that we just don't come?
我们来不是要发表，我们来是要得生命。
We come not to express ourselves, but we come to receive life.
我们来是要从主借着弟兄姊妹把生命供应给我们。
We come is to receive the life that Lord provides through brothers and sisters.
我们来也是主借着我们把生命供应给弟兄姊妹。
And we come is also that Lord through us that we can provide life to other brothers and sisters.
我们来一同靠着主，能够把他的话语当中那些生命的启示赐给我们。
That we come together by through the Lord that He can give the revelation of His life to us.
我们一个人自己发现不了，得不到。
It's not possible for us individually to understand, and we cannot receive it.
我们需要神运行在我们当中，不但在我们之内，也运行在我们当中。
We need God to move around us, not just within us.
他为着他的旨意要成就，他要供应我们。
For His will to be fulfilled, He will provide us.
但神是要每一个器皿都成为一个供应的器皿。
And God would like each vessel become the vessel of provision.
这个供应的器皿可以说话多一点，也可以说话少一点。甚至如果圣灵没感动他，他不说话都可以成为供应器皿。
For this vessel of provision, He can talk more or less, or even not talk, then He can still become the vessel of provision.
我以前印象很深刻的就是以前在聚会中负责录音的弟兄。
I have a deep impression of a brother who was serving recording.
我们现在录音的地方还比较明显。那个我们以前那个弟兄呢，他是最摆在最角落最不明显的，进进出出都不见得看到他。
Where we serve recording now is still a little obvious, but back then the brother where he served recording, it was very not obvious, very hidden. Nobody really see him.
但是他默默地服侍。他聚会比人提早一个小时到，他结束比人晚一个小时走。
But he always served with hidden heart, that he always came 1 hour earlier before gathering and left 1 hour later after the gathering.
现在我们录音很简单呢，你就带一个小东西，对不对？一点都不花力气。那个时候我们那个年长的弟兄他录音啊，要搬那些录音设备都很重，很大的。
Right now it's easy with a small machine to do the recording, but back then our elderly brother had to carry very heavy machine to do the recording.
录完之后他还要去看看这个录音好不好。
After it's done, he should still check whether the quality was good or not.
然后呢他还要自己去买机器来把它拷贝出来。我们那个是录音带时代，哎呀，那个每一个带子都要经过拷贝，很慢的。
And even after the recording was done, he still needed to purchase the machine to copy the cassette tapes, which took a long time.
那个弟兄啊，多年这样的服侍，默默的，没有人知道他。
And that brother had been serving for such a long time, for many years, and nobody really realized.
但是你看他脸是发亮的。
But you see his face shine.
人是喜乐的。
And he is so joyful.
而且呢嘛，他录音带做好卖出来哈，如果是店里面哈，我那时候价钱，店里面是60块，他卖10块钱。
And when the cassette tape is ready, back then the price in the store, each cassette tape was sold about $3, but he's only selling for 30 cents.
所以你知道他完全是服侍。
So it's all service for him.
我说你这个机器也算钱了，啊，这都不重要。
And I told him that your machine also costs money, but he said that's not important.
那就是什么？他乐意把这个生命的供应能够传递出去。
And he's so willing to provide this provision of life.
啊，盼望我们在聚集的机会当中，我们更多的遇见主，把他的生命供应给我们。
Do hope that when we gather, we meet more, even more, so that He provides His life to us.
啊，这是很宝贵的。
And that is so precious.
然后在约柜里面还有另外一样东西。
And there's another thing, the Ark of the Covenant.
就是亚伦发芽的杖。
That is the rod of Aaron which budded.
这个杖是代表死亡。
This rod means death.
但是它又发芽，它又结出熟，就是已经熟的杏。
But it budded and it bears the almond.
这不但是复活，而且是因为复活而产生果子出来。
It's not only resurrection, but also the result of resurrection bears fruit.
所以，我们的服事，或者我们接受的服事，应该是把我们带到复活去。
So our service or the services we have received shall bring us into resurrection.
啊，如果我们所接受的服事是把我们带到下层，带到死亡。带到与主隔绝， 这个服侍没有价值。
If the services we receive brings us to our lowliness or even death or separate us from the Lord, then this kind of service has no is not worthwhile.
所以这个亚伦发芽的杖不但是代表复活，亚伦发芽的杖也代表神的权柄。
So Aaron's rod and bud not only represents resurrection, but also represents the power authority of God.
只有复活的才能够受神的权柄的引导。
Only those under resurrection can be guided by the power of God.
只有活在复活的实际的，神的权柄才能借他彰显。
Only those who live in the reality of the resurrection, then God's power authority can be manifested through that person.
如果我们活在旧造里面，我们没有神的权柄同在。
If we live in our old creation, then there is no power authority of God being with us.
所以这个属灵的服事不但是复活，而且让人能够回到顺服神的实际。
So the spiritual service is not just resurrection, but able to bring man into obedience of God.
如果我们所接受的服事是叫我们远离神，不顺服神，这个服事不是神要的。
If the service we receive is to lead us away from God or cause us to be disobedient to God, then this is not the service that God would like.
如果我们蒙主的怜悯，能够进入这个服事，我们应该是与被服事的人一同顺服神。
If by God's grace we can enter into the service, then together with those who are being served, we shall be able to obey God.
这是神所悦纳的灵祭。
This is the spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God.
再好的服事，如果不是顺服神，在神看来都不是神悦纳的。
No matter how good the service is, if it cannot obey God, then this is not acceptable to God.
所以这有两种的眼光，一种是属地的眼光，一种是神的眼光。
So there are two perspectives. One is the earthly perspective. One is the godly perspective.
但是彼得告诉我们说，要献上神所悦纳的灵祭。
But Peter tells us that we should offer up the spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God.
就是要以神的眼光，神所喜悦的，才成为我们所喜悦的。
That should be from the perspective of God that whatever God likes should become whatever we like.
其实这个服事是就是基督自己。
Actually, this service is Christ Himself.
主耶稣就是做这样的服事。
Lord Jesus Christ has done such service.
但是呢？在旧约的时候，主已经放在那个锡安啊，锡安的在锡安的人呢，已经经历这件事情。
And in the Old Testament time, those who live in Zion already have experienced this.
锡安实在是很值得我们再去思考。
Zion is something truly we should meditate.
我们看到锡安就想到大卫。
As we think about Zion, we think about David.
大卫他虽然被膏作王，但是他被膏以后反而受逼迫。
Even though David was being anointed as king, but when he was being anointed, he was being persecuted.
但是呢，他因为尊重神，所以让神亲自做他的事情。
But because David respect God, therefore he allowed God continue to do his own work.
所以大卫亲自经历神的拯救，经历神的供应，经历神的得胜在他身上。
So David personally experienced God's salvation, God's provision, and all the God's work upon him.
大卫不单是有个人的经历，大卫呢，也那些跟随他的人，那一群原来是人家看为是流氓啊、匪类啊，那些人家没有用的人。
Not only David has his personal experience, but all those who follow him are those who people seems useless.
结果呢，那些一跟大卫一起在生活之后，就发现耶和华的宝贵。耶和华的荣耀，耶和华的恩典，耶和华的能力。
But after those who lived together with David, they realized how precious is Jehovah and how glorious and also how powerful is Jehovah.
后来呢，他们就帮助大卫一同能够做王，一同得国。
And together they helped David to be seated on the throne and also receive his kingdom.
所以神使锡安，在锡安的人能够首先经历。
So God allows Zion, those who live in Zion can first experience.
有， 有两篇的这个诗篇哈，给大家参考一下。我想读一下就好了，因为我没有时间去解释。
Let's just read two places in Psalm that I will not explain in details, but we can just read together.
我们先看诗篇四十八篇。
Let's read Psalm 48.
诗篇四十八篇。
Psalm 48.
耶和华本为大，在我们神的城中，在他的圣山上，该受大赞美。
Great the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness.
锡安山大君王的城，在北面居高画美，为全地所喜悦。
Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the side of the north, the city of the great king.
神在其宫中自显为避难所。
God is known in her places for refuge.
看哪、啊，众王会合，一同经过。
For lo, the kings were assembled; they passed by together.
他们见了这城，就惊奇上胆，急忙逃跑。
They saw it, and so they marvel, and they were troubled, and hasted away.
他们在那里被战惊，疼痛抓住，好像惨难的妇人一样。
Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail.
神啊，你用东风打破他师的船只，我们在万军之耶和华的城中，就是我们神的城中所看见的，正如我们所听见的，神必坚立这城，直到永远。
Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever.
神啊，我们在你的殿中想念你的慈爱。
We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple.
你受的赞美正与你的名相称，直到地极。你的右手满了公义。
According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the end of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness.
因你的判断，锡安山应当欢喜，犹大的诚意应当快乐。
Let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments.
你们当周游锡安，四围旋绕，数点城楼。
Walk about Zion and go around about her, tell the towers thereof.
细看她的外郭，查看她的宫殿，为要传说到后代。
Mark you well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that you might tell it to the generation following.
因为这神永永远远为我们的神，他必做我们引路的，直到死时。
For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death.
我们看到在这篇里面很突出的就是耶和华在那里是伟大的。
We see that it's very obvious in the psalm that Jehovah is great in there.
而且神是那个城的避难所。
And God is the refuge of the city.
而且神把得胜带给他们。
And God brings victory to them.
神也亲自建立那城。
And God Himself established the city.
我们再看八十七篇。
And let's read Psalm 87.
八十七篇第一节，耶和华所立的根基在这圣山上。
His foundation is in the holy mountains.
他爱锡安的门，胜于爱雅各一切的住处。
The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob.
神的城啊，有荣耀的事乃指着你说的。
Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God.
我要提起拉哈伯和巴比伦人，是在认识我之中的。看啊，非利士和泰尔，并古实人，个个身在那里。
I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre and with Ethiopia, this man was born there.
论到锡安，必说这一个那一个都生在其中，而且至高者必亲自建立这城。
And of Zion it should be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her.
当耶和华记录万民的时候，他要点出这一个生在那里。
The Lord shall count when he writes up the people that this man was born there.
歌唱的、跳舞的都要说我的全员都在你里面。
As well the singers as the players on the instrument shall be there. All my springs are in thee.
这里提到一个荣耀的事。
It talks about a glorious thing.
这个荣耀是从第四节给我们看到，第四节以后可以看到。
So the glorious things can be seen start from verse 4.
我要提起拉哈伯，拉哈伯指的是埃及人。
I will make mention of Rahab, it talks about Egyptians.
埃及人跟巴比伦人都是认识神的人。
Egyptians and those from Babylon are those who know God.
而且什么，腓力士人或者西顿或泰尔人，古时人就在非洲的人，都在那里出生。
And Philistines and Tyres and Ethiopia, those from Africa, they were all born there.
好像这让我们看到那个神使万有在基督里面同归于一的那一幅景象。
So we do see the picture of how God let all things be together in one in Christ.
所以西安充满了生命的供应。
So in Zion, it's full of the provision of life.
这些原来好像与神无关，原来好像在救恩以外的，现在都被带回到。
All those people seem to have nothing to do, not related to God, and they were outside of the salvation, but now they are all brought into Zion.
得神所赐的生命，也成为认识神的人。
And receive the life of God and become those who know God.
所以这里是有生命的供应在那里。
So there's the provision of life there.
主说西安，主他房角石是立在西安。
So the cornerstone is being built in Zion.
就刚才我们弟兄提到，这个无论是救恩也好，或者是救主也好，都从西安而出。And
our brother also mentioned whether it's the salvation or the savior, all from Zion.
旧约在西安的人首先经历基督。In
the Old Testament, those who in Zion that they first experienced Christ.
不但经历基督，他们也见证基督。Not
only experience Christ, but they testify Christ.
今天我们仍然在这样的原则里面来经历主，来见证。In
the same principle, today we experience the Lord and testify for Him.
另外，诗篇134篇。And
Psalm 134.
第3节。Verse
3.
愿造天地的耶和华从西安赐福于你们，赐福给你们。
That may heaven and earth bless thee out of Zion.
所以这里西安是神祝福，是神祝福他的百姓，或神祝福这个的一个管道。So
Zion is the channel of God's blessing for His people.
所以当我们说，彼得说，他说我们是活使，然后。 被建造成为灵宫，也是献上神所悦纳的灵祭。So
when Peter said that we are living stones being built a spiritual house and also offer up the spiritual sacrifices,
是要把基督的生命、基督的神的祝福能够带到我们所遇到的环境中。That
is to bring the blessing and the life of Christ into the circumstances we are in.
这个过程中可能有许多受苦的过程。There
might be many. In the midst of this process, we might suffer much.
但是主是借着他的儿女来成就这件事情。
But God through His children should fulfill this.
所以在彼得前书告诉我们说，我们先要得到魂的救恩。
So in 1 Peter, it tells us that first we shall receive the salvation of the souls.
不但得到魂的救恩，要认识基督，而且可以彰显基督。
Not only receive the salvation of the souls, but we shall know Christ and manifest Christ.
然后，这个全教会能够一起，能够在活在灵宫的实际里面，来向这世界做见证。And
the entire church shall together live in the reality of the spiritual house to testify before the world.
同时宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。And
show forth the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
这是一个重大的使命。
And that is a great mission.
是个艰难的工作，但却是一个重大的使命。It
is a tough work, but a great mission.
但是主已经成就。But
Lord has already fulfilled it.
主已经得胜。He
has already overcome.
主要借着他的儿女，在那个得着那个被火试验，而且比那个被火试验仍然能坏的金子更宝贵的那个信心来彰显。So
God has through His children that through the trial of our faith, which should be more precious than gold that perish, that it goes through fire should be manifested.
我们盼望主借着他的圣灵来启示我们，也把我们带到那个 他的得胜的时机。
We do pray that the Lord through His Holy Spirit to reveal us and bring us to enter into the reality of His overcoming.
所以灵工不但是不只是让我们能够一起经历主。
So spiritual house is not just that we can together experience the Lord.
灵工也是同时主要把这个地上的那些可以召回到神面前的人能够带回来。
So spiritual house is for that, for all those people on earth whom God shall call to, we bring those back.
那主也借着这个能够带给那些得胜的圣徒呢，能够称赞荣耀和尊贵。
And also through this, for those overcomers that they can receive all the praises, glory and honor.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们需要你在借着圣灵把这些话给我们更进一步的开启。
Lord, we need your Holy Spirit to once again open those words further to us.
我们谢谢你赐给我们这些话。
Thank you for giving us these words.
我们求你亲自为你的话能够做见证。
We do pray that you can testify for your own words.
你也借着圣灵把我们带到你话语的丰富和话语的那个生命的实际。
And through the Holy Spirit, do pray that you bring us into the riches and the reality of your words.
我们谢谢你，再把一切交托你。
We thank you, and once again, we offer everything back to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.